Our sages instituted that we're supposed to light candles in honor of Shabbat. The custom is that we light two, one in honor of Zohar, one in honor of Shomer. Now, these candles are in honor of Shabbos, and they glorify the table. Some have the custom that they add candles for each child that is born. Our sages tell us, he who has many lights on Shabbos, he has great children that come from him. So that's why a person should try to be careful, not only with lighting the candles in honor of Shabbos, but also in ensuring that he has a lot of light in his house for Shabbos. That's part of the honor of Shabbos. That's why some have the custom that they turn off the lights before they light the Shabbos candles, because part of the concept of lighting candles is also to have, that's the concept of lighting Shabbos candles, that you have light at the table. So one has to light Shabbos candles. You guys are in yeshiva, make sure that the yeshiva lights enough candles that you're included. You shouldn't light in your dorm rooms, but if you want to participate in lighting candles, then light downstairs where you eat. One has to light candles where they are at. So if you can, you light it at home. If you're going to eat out, so then you should participate with the person who you're going to eat by, especially you guys in yeshiva. If you're eating at someone's home Friday night, so participate with their candles because you enjoy those candles. If a person comes home and has enough time to enjoy the candles at home, when you're married, Bezrat Hashem, then they could light, it's preferable that they light candles at home. But that's provided that when they leave the house, they could leave it in a safe way that there is no sakana.